process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And once again, we're back in Sioux Falls. Continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. The five seniors on this Huron Tiger team just finished out their careers, and they've come to join us. We'll keep it brief here. We won't make it go too bad here. First one is probably the kid I've known the second longest of these five, Holden Haig. That goes back to the 4-H days. First off, though, I don't have my roster in front of me here. But Holden, what are you, 6'1 senior? Is that what they have you listed, I believe? Let me find that here real quick and get my glasses on real quick. Yeah. Okay, Holden Haig, 6'1 senior. How tall are you really?
5'11.
That's the first question I ask everybody. Sometimes it's right, though. First off, now, you had to sit 2 years. You did not play basketball since your freshman year because of injuries. I think I'm looking at a few scars there. Tell us about those injuries. I know you had some issues even in your elementary days, too.
Yeah, well, I started off with a knee surgery back in middle school, and then it led to two shoulder surgeries and a thumb surgery, so I've been through quite a bit. It's you gotta have a lot of adversity to sit through two seasons and watch all your friends go out there and have fun, but it makes you that much more hungry when you get back. Yeah, you have that much more on your shoulder. You have a chip on your shoulder, and you really want to go out there and get it done.
Now, you kind of question yourself about playing your senior year, but I imagine these guys behind you kind of convinced you you need to be here.
Yeah, actually, my sophomore year, I went to a few open mats for wrestling. I wasn't sure if I was going to come back to basketball. And anyway, my shoulder dislocated, and then I heard Coach Bud got the head coach position in, and that between those two things, it kind of just swayed me back to basketball. So.
Okay, and again, I know you back from the 4-H days, and you know it's still a story I tell. You were probably what, sixth grade, maybe right in there, and I, you know, you're showing sheep, and I said, what's the hardest part about the things you do is like showing sheep. What was your answer?
I said sheep aren't very bright.
No, you said sheep are stupid.
Oh, sheep are stupid, and I still live by that.
See, that's one thing. I grew up on a farm, but I never had to deal with sheep. So, but you know, it's been great fun here. Oh, another thing too, and I think I did tell you this before. I didn't know till this year you were left-handed. So, considering you have two twin brothers that are older, you think one of them would have been left-handed? But I guess you did carry the bad shoulder thing with Landon.
Yeah, well, Landon is actually left-handed too,
and
he shot right-handed, but he writes and stuff left-handed. Yeah, I guess the shoulder genes got handed down through him to me as well, unfortunately, but.
Well, overall now, you're done here with your basketball career, had a great football season as well, and you gutted out injuries there as well. What's next for Holden Haig?
Well, I plan on going to SDSU and majoring in mechanical engineering.
And what's that get you, mechanical engineering, at the end of the day? Well, I mean, what kind of job would you be looking at?
I wanna somehow tie it into agriculture, so somewhere like Raven or like stuff to do with like precision planting and stuff like that.
So, well, it's been fun here, and it's been great knowing you these last 6 years. It's been fun. Best of luck.
Thank you. It's truly a brotherhood. I'm glad I did it.
Holden Haig, our first of the five seniors. Next one that will sit in is Colton Ogle. Okay, 6'3 senior. How tall are you really?
I'll give myself about 6'2, I'd say.
I figured you were at least close. So.
Yeah, I didn't think Bud wanted to give me too much, so I didn't have to guard the big guy very much, but I'd say a good 6'2.
Okay, first thing I'll say to you, here's how old I am. I remember doing games with a girl named Angie Zepp back when she was in high school. That is Colton's mother.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah, I didn't know you did hers, but she's definitely told me about some of her games. And
yeah, junior, senior year, they had a loaded team when she was a junior.
Yeah, she talks about that a lot, and she definitely says she had fun starting on that team and having a good year that year.
Now, let's talk about your role in this team. It seems like they're like you, Carson. We always have a senior or two like this. You just waited your chance to play varsity. You had to wait till your senior year. You got your role. It took a little while to settle into your role, it seemed like, but you kind of found what your niche was.
Yeah, I kind of... it's a little different from last year because last year in JV, I kind of scored a little bit more. And this year, I struggled a little bit on the scoring end. So I really picked up the defensive end. And I felt like that was really my role this year, just help us out on defense.
And overall, you know, it's great to get here to the state tournament. We haven't been here often, and I'm sure it has to be nice to be with your bunch here.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud. We came together. We worked hard. And when we were younger, we didn't play on the same team. So we really came together these past couple years and got some wins going and put together a state tournament. Even if it's seventh place, I'm proud to be here. So,
what's next for Colton Ogle?
I think I'm going to take it to SDSU and major in natural resource law enforcement.
So is that Game Fish and Parks? Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, Game Fish and Parks, hoping to become a game warden in the future.
Are you a hunter and a fisherman?
Yeah, I can call myself a hunter, I guess, okay. A little bit.
Well, hey, it's been great fun. Congratulations on the season. Been fun watching you.
Thank you, sir.
Colton Ogle, that's our number two here. We'll see who's going to jump in next, and it'll be Gavin Moding. And Gavin, 6 foot senior. 6 foot senior, how tall are you actually?
I'm actually 5'10", but I don't like to say that to people because nobody likes people below 6 foot. So.
Oh, it looked like we all liked you here. So talk about your journey here through you didn't start last year, but you played starter minutes, and that really kind of set you up for this year.
Yeah, I really just tried to help the team on defense because when I grew up, I was always a passer, and I always found CJ. He was my shooter, and as I grew up, I really fit into a role of I'm going to run around and play my hardest no matter what I do, and I think I did that to the best of my ability, so...
And defensively, it just seemed like you, well, of course, you and CJ were pretty much interchangeable there defensively, but you guys were always seeing some pretty tough guys.
Oh, yeah. The guards we went against were some fast guys and skilled, but we kept with them, I think, and we played as hard as we could no matter who we were facing, so...
And it had to be pretty sweet, as I've said to the other two here, your senior year. You know, we haven't been here as much as we'd like to be. It was nice to get back this year.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed having a crowd. And ever since we watched those guys back in 2020, and they were just so good, and I wanted to get back to that point so bad. And this year we were able to, so that was awesome.
And finally, what's next for Gavin Moding?
I'm going to college at USD for business, and I don't think there's any more sports in my future, but I guess we never know, so.
Okay, well, there's a guy right there you need to talk to. He's a business guy from USD. You talk to him.
I will. I'll do that. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. It's been fun, and the homecoming touchdown, that's still my favorite play of this year.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a great moment.
Gavin Moding, that's our third guy, and coming up next is Carson Evans. And first off... explain footy. That everybody calls you footy. Bud tried to explain that to me. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, so when I was little, about, I don't know, 10 years old, whenever we'd go camping or anything outside, I would never have shoes or socks on. I'd always come in the house and my feet were just filthy. And, you know, my dad, Todd Evans, he just enjoys nicknames. His nickname's Pup, so.
Yeah, we know that one.
So he gave all of us nicknames, like my sister's nickname's Boo, and my other sister's nickname is Ami, so, you know, he just kind of gives all of us nicknames because that's just who he is.
Now, 6 foot senior, how tall are you really?
I'd say that's about right, 6 foot.
So we didn't lie on you anyway.
Nope.
Okay. Well, just like talking to Colton Ogle before, you're a guy that you're a senior now. You waited your turn. You had to wait your senior year to get your turn. You found your role pretty quickly. Obviously, the Brandon Valley game at the end of the regular season was your best game of the season, popping those threes. But you found that you could shoot the three. You knew you were often going to have a defensive mismatch, somebody bigger. But I just felt like you fell in that role pretty quickly.
Yeah, and at the start of the season, Bud told me exactly what he wanted from me. And so I knew as a team, my teammates needed a shooter. And so I tried my best to get in the gym and shoot as much as I could and work on it, you know. just because I knew that's what Bud needed from me, that's what my teammates needed from me, and it's my senior year, so we got to go get them.
And what's next for Footy?
I'll be going to SDSU for engineering, and we'll see what happens from there.
So any area right now, or any area of engineering?
Yeah, I'm thinking either civil or electric. I'm leaning more towards civil, just for jobs and stuff, but okay. We'll see how it goes.
Well, it's been fun this year. You're a guy that battled some injuries too, right?
Yeah, end of my sophomore year, during baseball season, actually, I was playing a pickup game at the Norby Center, and I dislocated my left kneecap just going for a rebound, you know, and about 2 weeks later, I had surgery, and I was back at about 2.5-3 months. So I worked my tail off just trying to get back, because I wanted to play as much as I could, and obviously nobody likes sitting out. So,
but it's great here to cap it off with this with your five guys here and playing in the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I'm just truly blessed to have Bud as my coach, and just the guys around me, you know, all the senior class and people that showed up for the games, the fans. Just a lot of thanks to those people, and major thanks to Bud for believing in me and the other guys and putting together this team.
Hey, it's been fun, Footy, and I never called you Footy during the season because I didn't understand it, but congratulations, best of luck.
Thank you.
Carson Evans, or Footy, and we get our final guy here, and this is the guy I've known the longest just because I remember when he was born. I forgot to turn around for the other pictures here, and CJ Gaining. I actually let it slip out yesterday, but it is Carson Gainey Jr., right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I actually called you Carson by mistake. Yeah, I've called you CJ the whole time. Every once in a while I do the junior thing during a free throw, but just out of the blue, it yesterday came out. But I assume they went with CJ right off the bat.
Yeah, I usually go by CJ, but Carson Gainey Jr. is my real name, named after my dad.
Okay, and 6'1 senior, how tall are you actually?
Yeah, that was a lie. I'm 5'11". You always gotta bump up the height to be more intimidating, but you know, just you gotta act tough.
Well, just like I said, you're the one I've known the longest, because I remember you were born when you were a baby. You were passed around like a side dish at the Little League fields back then. So, talk about this season. You're a two-year starter, and you had expectations coming in. Hopefully you met most of them. Obviously you wanted to be playing at 7:45 tonight, but still, this was a nice way to end the season.
Yeah, I'm still glad we got here. It's just really tough starting in the season. Got a couple points. My goal just to start the season was to just like have a bigger role, like have more scoring, more like ball handling, just being that guy to take care of the ball and just make the team play better.
You know, and Gavin, just you're so interchangeable there at the front of the defense there. Didn't really matter. You knew you were going to be guarding somebody good, but also you knew you could also pass him off to Gavin.
Yeah, me and Gavin have been a duo since forever, since maybe third grade. Me and him have the best connection known to man.
You know, and then I just said to Gavin, my favorite play of the year was the homecoming touchdown he had to beat Sturgis, but then I remembered you had the 103-yard pick six, and that's one I'm going to have on my roll for a long time. Now, you're going to be a football player. You're going to Northern, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to Northern to be the safety. I'm going to study in pre-dental.
Pre-dental, so you're looking at having a, you better not look at my teeth, you're looking at having a, you're going to be in school for a while.
Yeah, plan is 6 years, and yeah, just hoping to get through it, do my role, and just have fun in Northern.
Now, what attracted you to Northern as far as football goes?
One, they had what I wanted to study, and then their defenses are like really nice defense. It gives me, I'm free safety, so they play cover zero, so I'm basically just by myself and I get to read the quarterback. So that's what basically drew me there.
So basically you're gonna be the definition of a free safety.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna be playing the ball like I usually do.
Well, it's going to be tough not watching you play anymore, because, well, you're a three-year starter for football, two-year starter for basketball. It's been fun. Congratulations. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Carson Gainey Jr., or CJ Gainey, that's the last of our five seniors. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes, come back to talk to Bud next on Dakota Sports.
Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue.